Part 1. Finding Purpose. My little Bree. For most of my life, I have been blessed with friends and with a sense of and clear direction of purpose. I see the world around me, and all I ever hoped to do was leave it a bit smoother in my wake than the choppy waters through which I traveled. I gained strength in the hope of some future community, and then indeed, in that community when at long last I found it. Found it, and now embrace it as my world expands wonderfully. It's been a good life, not one without tragedy, not one without pain, but one with direction. Even if so many times that perceived road seemed as if it would lead to an ethereal goal, a tantalizing ring of glittering diamonds so close and yet just outside of my extended grasp. But yes, a good life, even if so many times I looked at the world around me and had to consciously strive to ward off despair. For dark clouds so often sweep across the sky above me, the murky fields about me, and the fears within me. I weathered change, poorly and nearly to self-destruction, when my friends were lost to me, and never were the clouds, the fields, or my thoughts darker. During that midnight period of my life, I lost my purpose because I lost my hope. But I found it again in the end, or what I thought the end, even before the twists of fate or the whims of a goddess manifested my hope in the return of my lost friends. I might have died alone with Guinevere on that dark night atop Kelvin's cairn. So be it. I would have died contented, because I was once more true to that which I demanded I be, and was satisfied that I had indeed calmed many waters in my long and winding current. But then there came more, so unexpectedly. A return of companions, of love and of friendship, of bonds that had been forged through long years of walking side by side into the darkness and into the sunlight. And now, more still, my little Bree, when I burst through that door to first glimpse her, when I saw her there, so tiny, in the midst of my dearest friends, in the midst of those who had taught me and comforted me and walked with me, so many emotions poured through my heart. I thought of the sacrifice of Brother Afafrenfir. Never will I forget what he did for me. Never, too, did I expect that I would understand why he did it. But the moment I passed that threshold and saw my little Bree, it all came clear to me. I was overwhelmed, by joy, of course, and by the promise of what might be. More than that, however, I was overwhelmed by a sense I did not expect, not to this degree. For the first time in my life, I knew that I could be truly destroyed. In that room, looking at my child, the product of a love true and lasting, I was, most of all, vulnerable. Yet I cannot let that feeling change my course. I cannot hide from my responsibilities to that which I believe. Nay, quite the opposite. For my little Bree, for other children I might have, for their children, for any children Regis and Denala might have, for the heirs of King Brunner and Wulfgar, and for all who need calmer waters, I will continue to walk forward with purpose. It is a good life. That is my choice. Fly away on swift winds, clouds of darkness. Take root, green grass, and blanket the murky fields. Be gone from my thoughts, doubts, and fears. It is a good life because that is my choice, and it is a better life because I will stride with purpose and determination and without fear to calm the turbulent waters. Drizzt Do'Urden.